Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Do you think the world is a big, scary, mysterious place? Well, the title of our lesson is, It's Our World. Now, there are four things we can do to be more a part of our world. The first one is travel the world. Of course, you can serve the world, do nice things for others, face the world, and understand the world. All right, let's see what these things could mean for us from our lesson today. Open your magazine and let's begin.
It's our world. Start your life early. Each of us only has a few years in this big, scary mystery of a world. That's why it's important to start solving some of the mystery early on. Consider accomplishing the following goals. Travel the world. Leave home and discover a culture different from your own. As an extra task, learn the language there as well. But be careful. Seeing more of the world usually makes it seem bigger. Serve the world. Help others nearby regularly, whether they are homeless people or needy children.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 scary 这个形容词。Scary 是指可怕的或恐怖的。例如 ，Dina loves to watch scary movies. Dina 很喜欢看恐怖片。或者是 ，We told such scary stories last night that they kept me awake. 我们昨天晚上讲的鬼故事实在太恐怖了，让我都睡不着觉。它的动词是 scare, S-C-A-R-E， 意思是惊吓或者是使害怕。例如 ，The sudden noise scared the baby.这个突然的响声让宝宝吓了一跳。Scared 的过去分词 scared 也可以当形容词，意思是害怕的。例如 Molly is scared of snakes， Molly 很怕蛇。接下来我们看 needy 这个形容词，我们看到它的动词是 need， N-E-E-D， 意思是需要，所以 needy 就是只有需要的或者是贫穷的。例如 The entrepreneur is famous for helping needy children， 这位企业家以帮助贫困儿童而闻名。Needy 也指需要过多关怀的，例如 Helen always seems fragile and needy. Helen 总是看起来既脆弱又需要别人关心。Needy 的前面如果加上定冠词 the needy 是指有需要的人，是一个名词。例如 We should give a hand to the needy. 我们应该要帮助有需要的人。
Well, it is February 1st, a great time to talk about.Our world. And our lesson does mention it's a big, scary mystery of a world. Rebecca, do you think that our world is a scary place?
Well, Gabe, we definitely live in a big world, and there are definitely aspects of our world that are scary. For example, have you ever been in an earthquake?Those are pretty scary.
Well, yes, I spent most of my life in Taiwan, so I've been in several earthquakes. When I think of the scary parts of the world, I think of maybe going out at sea, being in a boat in a big ocean. You don't know what's in those waters underneath you. There could be sharks and other big, scary animals. It is a big, scary ocean, and our lesson is talking about a big, scary mystery of a world.That means there are other aspects of our world that could seem scary as well.
Now, Gabe, you actually brought up a great phrase that I'd like to talk about a little bit more, and that is something of a something. What exactly is this all about? What are we talking about here?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. This is a great phrase, mystery of a world. This is a metaphor. This is saying that our world is a mystery.So it's a mystery of a world. What's another way you could use these two words? Of like a jungle of a city. Maybe if your city is so busy and there are lots of different things going on, It seems kind of crazy. You could say it's a jungle of a city.
So you could also say something like, a nightmare of a headache?
Sure, yes. If you think your headache was terrible, it was like a nightmare. You could say it was a nightmare of a headache.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that man is really big and scary and powerful. He is a lion of a man.
Oh, wow.
So there are many different things. Think of different metaphors and use those words with this phrase, okay? As you see in our lesson, some people think it's a big, scary mystery of a world.
Well, we continue with our lesson. That's why it's important to start solving some of the mystery early on. Consider accomplishing the following goals. And of course, the first goal that we see here in our lesson is travel the world. Gabe, have you traveled the world?
Well, Rebecca, that sounds like a great idea. I have only traveled to a handful of countries around the world, but I certainly have not traveled the world over. That would be great. I would love to do that if I had the time and the money.
Well, so those are two very important elements in order to travel the world. Well, we see leave home and discover a culture different from your own. As an extra task, learn the language there as well. As a matter of fact, I think it is very important when you live in another country, when you're traveling to another country, to learn different parts of that language.
It's true. And try to do some research on that country before you go. We continue here. But be careful. Here's a little warning. Seeing more of the world usually makes it seem bigger. So maybe if you thought the world was scary or different to begin with, it might even seem scarier once you get out there traveling on your own. This makes me think of, talented people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just growing by yourself and improving in some way, that's great. And then you meet some other people who are really talented and you realize, wow, there are so many other people who are so much better than I am. That can seem kind of scary, right? Well, it's that idea here in our lesson. When you get out and see different places, the world can seem much bigger.
Exactly. Well, anyway, we see another goal here in our lesson. Serve the world. Help others nearby regularly, whether they are homeless people or needy children. And of course, you see this word regularly. If you do something regularly, that just means that you do something often or on a regular basis.
That's right. So what kinds of things do you do regularly? I often hear this word when people talk about exercising. Rebecca?
Yes.
Do you exercise regularly?
You know, I do exercise regularly.
So does that mean every day or every other day or a couple times a week? Or?
For me, I typically do it a couple of times a week. But since I do it regularly a couple times a week, I can say I do it regularly. Now, we could also say, for example, I love hiking, but I don't hike regularly, meaning that I usually just go a couple of times a month.
Okay, well, I eat regularly three times a day. Friends, serve the world. Help people who are needy or maybe even homeless. Friends, right now it's time for us to sing
it
out.
Sing it out.
I gotta tell you, it's a scary world out there. Sometimes when you're crossing the street, cars come.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to see you again, by the way.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, Ben.
And you brought your friends here too, I see.
Of course.
Hi, friends.
On this 1st of February, and we're learning about how we should do things with our world, because it's our world. But like I said, some things can be scary. The world can be a mystery.
I have a song. Just for that.
Are you serious?
Do you want to hear it?
Of course we want to hear it, Ben.
All right, it goes like this. Travel the world, serve the world, face the world, and understand the world. Because it's our world.
Wait, those are the points from our lesson. Travel the world, serve the world, face the world. Let me sing it.
Travel the world, serve the world, face the world, and understand. understand the world, 'cause it's our world.
That's right, so you gotta travel. That means don't just stay in one place. Get out and see the world. Experience different cultures. And while you're there, make sure you help out.
Yeah, it's nice to serve the world. Travel the world, serve the world, face the world, and understand the world. 'Cause it's our world. And speaking of facing the world, you should challenge yourself.
Huh?
Don't just do the easy things. Do some hard things in life.
That's right. So
and
if you're scared of crossing the street, challenge yourself. Cross the street.
Cross that street. And also, stay up to date with what the world is doing. Like the news. Follow the news or things like that. Understand the world, you know, because we all need to travel the world, serve the world, face the world, and understand the world. It's our world.
Let's sing it one more time.
Travel the world, serve the world, face the world, and understand the world. 'Cause it's our world. Well, we'll see you next time for another Sing It Out. Ow, that's great.
That's
hey, let's
right.
Go travel the world, man.
All right, but before we do that, one more time.
One, two, ready. Travel the world, serve the world, face the world, and understand the
world in his hands. Hey, Gabe, what are you doing with my world? Here, right
Rebecca,
here.
This is my world.
Your world? No. This is my world.
No.
Mm-hmm.
My world.
No, my world.
Hold on a second. It's my world.
Gabe, it's my world.
My world.
My world. Hey, Gabe. The camera's on.
It's
our world.
You go ahead and enjoy the world. Friends, let's learn about how else we can enjoy our world. It's good to live in peace with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Rebecca.
Okay. Do you want to share our world?
Let's share our world.
It's our world. You'll find that your own area is much more complex than you realized. Help yourself by helping friends and strangers around you. Face the world. Challenge yourself. Run a marathon. Learn to dance. Go bungee jumping. You can't imagine the lessons you'll learn and the memories you'll make by being daring. Understand the world. Make the most of your life starting from a young age. The world won't stop changing, and time won't stop moving forward, and neither should you. But more importantly, remember that it's never too late to begin.
OK, 接下来我们看 complex 这个形容词。complex 是指复杂的或者是难懂的。例如 ,we want to simplify the complex hiring procedure in our company. 我们想要简化公司雇佣员工繁复的流程。或者是 many tourists were overwhelmed by Tokyo's complex subway network. 许多游客都被东京错综复杂的地铁系统弄得晕头转向。complex 也可以当名词，意思是建筑群。这个时候重音就要移到第一音节，念成 complex。例如 ，an industrial complex 是指工业区。最后我们看的是 daring 这个形容词，它的动词是 dare，D-A-R-E， 意思是敢于做某件事。所以形容词 daring 本来它是现在分词，但是当形容词在这里就是指勇敢的，或者是勇于冒险的。 例如 the firefighters daring rescue was massively reported on the news. 这些救火员勇敢的救援行动被新闻大量的报道。Daring 也可以指大胆的。例如 the director's daring choice of cast proved to be successful. 这位导演大胆的选角后来证明是成功的。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's look at the next goal that our lesson discusses, and that is face the world. Challenge yourself. Run a marathon. Learn to dance. Go bungee jumping. Gabe, haven't you gone bungee jumping before?
Why, yes, Rebecca. Don't you remember? We went bungee jumping together.
That's right. I just wanted to make sure you remembered.
Rebecca, that is an experience I will never forget.It is certainly one of the scariest things I've ever done, going bungee jumping.
So it was a memory that you made.
Oh, yeah.
It was a memory that you will never forget.
Mm-hmm. And Rebecca, I won't forget the expression on your face either when you went bungee jumping. It's a very scary thing to do, but very fun, friends. Now, we make memories doing different things like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a phrase we want to talk about.Rebecca, what does it mean to make a memory?
Well, if you make a memory, this means that you do something or it's an experience that you remember from the past. So obviously, it's a very memorable experience and something that you do not want to forget.
That's right. So let's say you went to summer camp or winter camp. You could say, we made some great memories at camp. I won't forget those memories.Steve from the InfoCloud loves to say this. He loves to say, well, we made a memory today, guys, after we did something special.
That is great. I should use that phrase. Well, if you travel with your friends, you will definitely make some good memories. And you know, Gabe, I've been here in Taiwan for over 2 years, and I have made some amazing, amazing memories.
Yes, you have. Bungee jumping included.Well, what else can we do with our world to be more a part of it? Understand the world. Make the most of your life starting from a young age, okay? The world won't stop changing, and time won't stop moving forward, and neither should you.
Exactly, and we read, but more importantly, remember that it's never too late to begin. And this is a very useful phrase that we would like to talk about.What is this all about when you say it's never too late?
It's never too late to start. That means you can do something now. It doesn't matter if you didn't do it before. Now is a good time to do something. That reminds me. You know, I really appreciate my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Burke. I should show my appreciation to her.It's never too late to show your appreciation to somebody.
That's right. Excellent example. Well, speaking of it's never too late, do you know where we have to go now, Gabe?
Well, we got to take a look at what's going on in the info cloud with Steve and Ken. Ken, they want to talk about this phrase more importantly. Here we go.
Info cloud.
Ah, yes.
Here's a question for you writers. Which one is the correct form to use at the beginning of a sentence? More important or more importantly?
This has actually been the topic of an ongoing debate among English teachers and grammarians. Those who say more importantly is the correct form point to the fact that if we were to take away the word more,the sentence would need to use the adverb importantly as the sentence opener.
That's right. Think about it. We cannot begin a sentence with important. Just like interestingly is the correct word to use at the beginning of a sentence and not interesting.
Good point. However, people who advocate the simpler more important point out that more important is in fact an abbreviation ofMore important is the fact that...
That sounds pretty wordy, so why not just simplify it as more important? Okay, that makes sense too. The same people also feel more importantly sounds pompous and outdated.
Right, so Which one should you use? Well, friends, our answer to this difficult question is both are acceptable. So next time you want to introduce an assertion that you feel is important, feel free to use either more important or more importantly. By the way, the same also applies to most important and most importantly. Either one is acceptable.
如果想要表达一个很重要的讯息，我们往往会先说更重要的是，那这时候我们应该要讲 more important 还是 more importantly。 有些人认为应该要用 more importantly， 因为文法上句首应该用副词，就像 interestingly 或是 frankly、 similarly， 所以同样的应该要用 importantly 这个副词。但也有人认为应该用 more important，他们认为 more importantly 是一种过气的用法，而且听起来有点做作，有点掉书袋。他们觉得 more important 是一个最直接、最容易懂的讲法。其实这并不是对错的问题，两者都可以被接受。同样的，如果要表达最重要的是，你可以选择用 most important 或是 most importantly。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Goodbye, Grandpa. I've got to go now.
Slow down. Why are you in such a hurry?
We only have a few years in this big, scary mystery of a world.
Just a few years?
Right. So, it's important to start solving some of the mystery early on.
Well, how do you plan to do that?
By accomplishing the following goals. First, I'll travel the world.
What?You're going to leave home?
Yes, I'm going to discover a different culture and learn the language.
Oh, that will make the world seem bigger.
I also want to serve the world.
You can serve homeless people. Oh, and needy kids.
That's right. By helping friends and strangers, I'm helping myself.
Oh, serving helps everyone.
Serving helps everyone, and I also plan to challenge myself.
Challenge yourself? How?
Well, maybe I'll run a marathon, or learn to dance, or go bungee jumping.
Well, imagine the lessons you'll learn.
And the memories I'll make by being daring.
Yeah, make the most of your life. Time won't stop, and neither should you. So go, go, go!Solve the world's mysteries.
Thanks, Grandpa. Oh, and remember, it's never too late to begin.
It's not? Hey, wait for me.
Okay. Here.
So remember, this is our world.
Oh, no, that's okay. You can have your world, Rebecca. I have my world here. Friends, we'll see you next time. Come back.For another lesson right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.